You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmargen, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced that I had to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his sideless knee, and he was talking to moccasin Joe. Where the party they gonna have? Out in the St. John's swamps. Sasquatch doing his brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Descarty. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
I'm the Bigfoot boogie. That's me. Chomp, chomp. Good morning, Vietnam. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm Bigfoot boogieing.
You too? I got to tell you, Marco, this has been an extraordinary day for me. It started early this morning, and it hasn't stopped. That's still going on, and you know, I got to thank our lucky stars that we stay as busy as we do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yes.
I mean, it just keeps on keeping on, man. I'm sitting here saying to myself, my gosh, I got this to do, that to do, and then I'm looking at my calendar and all the things that we're getting done and the places that we're going and the people we're going to get to see and the stories that are coming down and this crazy weather. You know, I talked to Bruce Schilt yesterday in Montana, and they got 6 inches of snow yesterday. I don't know if you knew that story.
I didn't know that, but I heard of snow in a couple other places where it was 70 degrees the day
Yeah, it's crazy as hell. You know, 84 yeah. degrees here in Florida. My gosh, man. Then I talked to our people in California again, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, it's raining storms and winds, okay? I don't know what the hell's going on. You know, I really don't. I know one thing. Gas prices are going up, going sky high.
Yeah, and the Bigfoot hotline is hot.
Isn't it something else?
Yeah.
I can't believe the calls we're getting. All these people having experiences all over this country. There hadn't been a day that's gone by this week, Bill. Have you noticed that?
I noticed that.
And it just keeps getting heavier and heavier and more and more. And you know what? People keep it coming. We love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
well, there's some people a little shy. They don't want to come on. They, you know, they're afraid to come on the show, but they send us an email with their encounter experience. And that's okay, too.
Well, yeah.
It's all right.
So we get some of them that do come on, so then we're blessed,
tootin',
and
yeah.
We're okay. And that's not a bad thing, neither. So what's been doing with you, Bill?
Just like you, the last couple of months have been just a blur. It's busy, busy, busy. As you know, there's so many things that we're working on. It's sometimes you get the projects mixed up, turned around.
You're exactly right. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we just got in our 3D floor plans of our museum that we're going to be having built here. And, oh, my God, it looks incredible. You know, it's the Bigfoot / Hollywood Props / Dinosaur Museum. And, my gosh, to actually see it come to fruition. And then we've got a restaurant and a bar also. So, you know, we've got 15,000 square feet. And it's just blowing me away to see all these gorgeous things that we got going. And it's for your enjoyment, ladies and gentlemen. Not just ours. And it's coming to fruition. But, my gosh, it's crazy that the steps and the hoops you got to go through to get where we are today. It's been tough, ladies and gentlemen. It really has. Well, enough with that gibberish. How's your health, by the way?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging right in there. I'm doing great.
That's wonderful, buddy. That's wonderful. I got, I had some lab work done last week, and the doctor's office called me. It's amazing how they do this cross-country electronically and all this crap. And they said, I've got elevated numbers on my liver tests, so they want me to have an ultrasound. So I'm just thinking maybe it's the medication I'm taking, maybe it's the wrong food I'm eating. Who the hell knows? You know, you never know. Every time you think you got everything in check, there's something else going wrong with you. You know what I mean?
I know. We start getting up there, it starts getting worse.
Isn't that the truth, Billy?
And the health insurance goes down.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I told you how much it cost me for health insurance a month. You slap yourself in the head twice and look backwards and say, my gosh, I'm glad it's him and not me. But you're dead unless you have it. Well, look here. You got a hell of a lineup here tonight. Oh, and you got some of my best friends out there, some of the people I really enjoy speaking with. You know what?
Without absolutely.
Virginia, yeah. Let's get out there to Virginia and see my brother Anthony. Anthony, how are you, son?
All right. How you doing there, Tom?
Well, I'm doing well. I mean, I really enjoyed myself when I was there with you. The crew enjoyed themselves. My son and my grandson enjoyed themselves out in Virginia. But I think that'll go down the annals of history, to be honest with you.
Well, I got to say, I'm thanks to you introducing me to East Coast Jack, there's a little more history being made. So,
well, before we get out to East Coast Jack, do you remember the story when we were out there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember it.
Remember how the locals took care of us and treated us?
Yeah, I mean, you made instant friends with everybody out there, and you got permission and access to all that area. And, at first I was nervous, but, you know, long story short, it worked out, and we just thank God for that.
And you know what the beautiful thing was? On my birthday, October 9th, last year, what did we get?
We got a cast. We casted a footprint out there.
That's right, in your area. Where things were going. What did you learn, Anthony? Tell me what you learned that couple of days you were with us.
Learned how to clear the ground to try to get to some of those tracks. How to bait you know, set up some bait and some game cameras, you know, and I got to say, I also learned a lot on how you operate as well, you know, so you're a pretty busy guy, you know.
Well, people could take that in a good way, or they can take it in a bad way. Why don't you expound on that? I'm curious myself.
Okay, well, I mean, you had, yeah, I remember you had Chico, you had your son, you had your grandson, you had Youngblood with you, you know, you had that CNN crew with you, you know, and that crew, man, they didn't let you go for a second, you know.
Wasn't that the truth?
Yeah, you were never out of their sight. But, I mean, but they were, I forgot their names, but, you know, them folks from Minnow Films, man, they were really nice people, you know, really, really nice people. And so to do what you were doing, and then you know to you know keep them you know around, and all the footage that they were recording, you know that you know that was pretty cool. You know, I learned a lot from Youngblood. You know, as you know, deer stands go, you know, setting up deer stands and setting casts. You know, using the plaster of Paris with Chico. So
you mentioned everybody, but you forgot Rex.
Oh my goodness, how could I forget Rex? That guy, man, he is an awesome guy. Rex, man, I you know, is just amazing. He could just, you know, take a pile of wires and then bang, you know, he's got cameras set up and a recorder set up, and you know, he's a great guy. I know he's one of the skeptics on your teams, man, but he is an awesome guy there. And I forgot, and if Rex, if you're listening, I apologize. I forgot you there. So, but yeah, I remember, you know, as a matter of fact, I had contacted him, you know, for asking him information for some of the equipment that you use that I was hoping to get myself, you know, to get some, you know, a mini DVR like he has there, you know, so you don't have to bring out all this big equipment as far as recording video while you're out there.
So you did learn something when you were with us.
Yes, sir, did.
Well, that's great. That's great, Anthony. And I'll tell you what, I learned that Anthony is a true blue guy, a guy that is real, not phony, not fake, a guy that we could count on, and that meant more to me than anything. And I got to be honest with you, like I told you at the top of our conversation, when we set everything and baited everything and cleaned everything and left for the night and came back that next day, I was just so pumped.
You were like a kid at Christmas.
I was, because, you know, here we are waiting to see if we actually had anything, and this just verified what you saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It sure did. It sure did. The exact spot. The exact spot where I had the sighting.
Now, would have you ever thought to clear the area around the baited area there, like I had my grandson do, and then water it down? You understand the reason why we do that now?
I understand why you did it, you know, but I didn't know you were going to go through all of that. I thought you just wanted me to bring you to the spot where I had the sighting, and then, you know, you're like, okay, let's set it up now.
Well, hell, man, I mean, why just go out there and look at a sighting, especially when you know it's so conducive to these creatures, and we're there, we might as well find out what we got, don't you think?
Sounds good.
and you saw what the bottom line was.
Yep. So.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that we were successful, but now I understand that you were even more successful, and you actually saw one of the creatures again out there in Virginia in a different area with another comrade of ours. Why don't you tell my audience the whole story?
Well, prior to you meeting me down where I was, you were with Jack further north from where from the spot I brought you to, and you introduced us to Jack. Unfortunately, he had an accident. He wasn't able to, you know, we weren't able to meet as early as we could, but we were able to meet with him. And we've been in touch, you know, since you introduced us, but we finally got around to, you know, where our schedules would work out, and so I went up, so he's been to my hot spot, so I went up to his, and we had an We had an awesome night, you know. The hardest part is just, you know, being patient and just waiting for these creatures to come out. But when they do, they sure make a whole lot of noise, you know. He's been on your show before, and he's demonstrated many times on how, you know, he would call them out. And he, let me tell you, he knows how to call them out. He knows how to call them out. So, I believe one of the spots that he had brought you to, that's where we wound up. That was the first spot we went to that night. And we were out there.
Behind his home?
What's that?
Is this the place behind his home with all the tree twists and stuff like that?
No, he showed me those areas behind his home, but we didn't stay out there. We didn't stay out late at night behind his home. We was at the wildlife management area.
Oh, yeah, we were there.
Yeah. So that's where we had first set up. And like I said, I'd say it got busy sometime after around midnight, you know. Started hearing animals in the distance. You know, it looked like they was worried about something, or it sounded like they was worried about something. And then, while we were listening on the with a parabolic mic, we were listening to the creatures making noises. And after a while, he started making calls out to them. They weren't responding back right away, but then they started to respond. And at that particular location, I didn't tell you in the email or Marco Bill, but that location right there, in the distance, I saw a pair of red eyes, okay? And I know listening to some of your viewers out there in the past shows, you know, they had mentioned some of that. I was not able to see a body or anything like that, but I was able to see a pair of red eyes in the distance from where the noise was coming from. He kept calling them out, okay, and they were kind of slow responding, but when they started responding, it was more like, you know, the only way I could interpret it is like, where are you? And then he would call back, and then the sounds would get louder. He would call back, and then they would get even more, you know, louder. So they were coming.
What kind of sounds was he making? What kind of vocalization?
Oh boy, I wish you had him on as a guest. He could do a whole lot better than I could, but I'll try. There was like, hoo-hoo, you know, something like that, and then he kind of like, you know, something like that, and they were responding, you know, with the same calls coming back, and I'd say after about 2 o'clock in the morning, we got done. You know, we gathered our stuff together, and then we went to another hot spot. And I don't know if he brought you to that place where there was a clearing in this forest area where there was a pipeline going through. But we went there that night. After that, we packed up and, you know, we went there, and he was doing his calls. And right that part of the forest where there's a gravel road cleared out there, he was off to the right a little bit, you know, and I was right on the gravel road, and while he was making his calls, okay, to my right, okay, without a sound being made, one of those creatures came out from the right, got down on all fours, and crossed that path and went to the left. It did it without making a sound. And yes, sir, I did. It was light colored. I know it was light colored, but I you know, because it was so dark, I couldn't tell you if it was white or blonde. But I know it was light, head to toe was light.
Okay. Did he also see it?
He didn't see it. He didn't see it because he was making the calls. And when I had him go down, you know, like he said, he was going down to that, you know, he was going to go down a little bit closer. And then when he got to the approximate distance of where I saw the creature, and I told him, I said, that's, you know, the approximate distance. And I said, you're about almost half the size of what just went across there, you know. because and later on in the day, the next day, we went back out there, and I told him to kind of like get down on all fours, and he kind of did that. I'm like, yeah, that thing was a whole lot bigger than what you are, you know. And he's about 5'7", and I know it wasn't, you know, any type of animal that goes down on all fours, because, you know, like a cat or a dog, you know, when it's on all fours, its back is kind of straight, you know. This thing, when it got down, you know, its butt was kind of like sticking up in the air, you know. And, I mean, and even on all fours, I mean, that thing was quick, you know. And so, really, it's kind of like we had maybe two sightings, but the one I could say I saw 100% was when we went to that pine forest over there where they have that gravel road for that pipeline.
Let me ask you something, Anthony.
Yeah.
You were, you and he were there when you saw this creature. Why didn't you just go chase it or track it?
We couldn't hear it. I mean, he went down a little closer, and like I said, when it went from the right to the left, we didn't even hear it coming. We didn't hear it when it went. It was so quiet. And then we thought, when we went back there and when we kind of gauged the approximate distance, we looked in both directions and looked like there was a little path inside the pine trees. But, I mean, how the thing went across without making any noise, it's still a mystery. The only thing I could think of is that thing probably jumped into a certain spot and probably stood there, you know, and we couldn't see it. But it's because if it did run, we didn't hear it. So yeah, it was either too fast or it was hiding and we just couldn't see it.
Did you ever look up?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever look up?
Yes.
To see if they were in the trees? I don't think so.
No. I don't think we looked up to see if they were in the trees. I don't think... you know, because of the pine trees, the way it was, they may have gone up into the trees. I don't know. Now to come to think about it, I didn't think of looking up, but yeah, I guess when you see something go across, especially down on all fours, your sight is, you know, kind of low. But
yeah. Wow. Well, you know, one more time, welcome to the world of Sasquatch. How have things been? Everything have been all right though, otherwise with you?
So far, thank the Lord. We're surviving, you know, but I want to tell you that spot, going back to that spot where we had, where I had the sighting and where we got the cast, there have been several times that I went back there. You know, I wish I did have another sighting over there. I haven't had one, but, just about every time I go back there, the only thing I could say that's happening is tree knocks. There is a tree where Youngblood had to set up the tree stand. There is a tree that was pushed down in front of it.
Is that tree stand still out there?
That tree stand is still out there.
Is that amazing or what?
Yep. But it looks like the tree was kind of like pushed to try to knock the tree stand down. That's just my opinion. But, you know, but it's on the ground now. The tree stand is still there.
That's great. Well, listen, son, it's good talking with you, and thanks so much for sharing the new stories. You going to be meeting with our friend back there anymore?
I hope to. I mean, with an experience like that, I'd love to do it every night, but, you know, got to carry on with life, so I don't know when, but hopefully soon.
Take care. Just mute yourself out, and we got a whole lot more show ahead of us.
All right. Take care, Tom. See you later, Mark.
Bye, Anthony. That was Anthony from Virginia, ladies and gentlemen. Great guy. We had an interesting time when we were out there. Met a lot of wonderful people, too. Bill, why don't we go to commercial?
Here we go.
In August 2008, there was an announcement that was heard around the globe. A promise of the end to an age-long mystery. And deception that played out on the world stage. Anatomy of a Bigfoot Hoax. Now, for the first time ever, see with your own eyes and hear the true behind-the-scenes story of the hoax that gripped the world. Featuring original never-before-seen footage. Available now at searchingforbigfoot.com.
One, they're very sick people, but you know what bothers me more than anything, Megan? These guys were the law.
And back to you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. You know, ladies and gentlemen, that was a little tidbit trailer of Anatomy of a Bigfoot Hoax. You really want to know the truth? You want to know the inside story of what went on? Get it. Take a look. Tells it all. Tells everything you need to know. Answers all the questions you ever had about the anatomy of a Bigfoot hoax, about those two cops from Georgia. I don't really like talking about it because it just took such a big part of me out of my life. Nevertheless, we got a whole lot more show. We got Jason out there in Mississippi. He had some an encounter out there that he and his friends experienced. Jason, you out there?
Yes, sir, I am.
How are you?
I am good, studying for a test.
By the way, how's the weather out there by you, Jason?
Stormy.
Stormy, huh? What's the temperature like?
It was pretty chilly today. I think it was around 70.
That's chilly, 70?
For Mississippi, it is.
I bet you the people in Florida or down there in South America it'd be chilly, but not for the rest of us folks around here. 70 is gorgeous, Jason. That's beautiful weather. Did I lose you, Jason?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you got the floor. First of all, what do you do for a living? You're a student?
I'm a student in kinesiology.
In what?
Kinesiology.
What is that?
Kind of physical therapy.
Oh, good. You'd be helping people, huh?
Yes, sir.
Jason, are you on a reservation out there?
No, I'm currently at school right now.
You're at school right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, why don't we do this, because I don't know what kind of situation you're in. Why don't you tell my audience around the globe out there exactly what you guys experienced?
Well, it all started on Friday. We wanted to go camping out close to where you were the last time you came to the reservation. So we kind of went back through the woods and scouted things out, and I've noticed there were some unusual trails that deer and other things can't make because some tree limbs have been broken like a human was walking through them. And we scouted and found a place. So that last Saturday, we got a late start. It was about 7 o'clock when we got out there, walked through the woods, set up camp, made a fire, and it was me and my girlfriend or fiance, and we noticed some strange noises. Like, we heard a whistle, and from where I appeared, I thought it was a bobcat kind of scream, and we didn't think anything of it. And we had two friends coming later that night, and we kept hearing footsteps, like they were coming up the trail. And so I called them, and they weren't they weren't close to us at all. And then it kind of died down. And when they got there, it was about 11 o'clock. And from there, we kind of sat around a campfire and talked, and you know, we're kind of skeptics. We've heard things, but never saw it. And our eyes, it's like if you don't see it, then you know what makes it there. But we were going to stay up till about 3 because the witnesses that hear noises in that area said it was about 2 or 3 o'clock. Well, we all started getting tired around 2 o'clock, and I have a little light in our tent that I keep on. Two of the members were sleeping outside of the tent, and me and my fiance were in the tent, and I guess when I was putting on the rain cover, that's when this creature started sneaking up close to the fire. But none of us heard it, so I know two people were sleeping, one person was snoring, and I got inside the tent, and I turned the little light off, or campfire had barely died down. It was like a candle. You could hardly see it. And as soon as I turned it off, we heard this creature move, like a human was walking through the area, and man, the other guy, he was outside, he rose up. As soon as he did, the creature stopped. It, like, froze. So I got up and got my headlamp and undid the tent. And as soon as I did, I shined the light outside the tent. And right there, we could see two eyes glowing. And it was this hairy face. It kind of looked, it was kind of orange, like a deep orange looking face. And I was, unzipped it out of the way, and by that time it took off running. Well, from that point on, we just started hearing growling noises, whooping, knockings, and at one point, the creature surrounded us. It started trying to come closer and closer to the tent. And where we camp, you can see lights of the water park. And sometimes you would see like this big figure or this silhouette just standing in front of the light. And it had to be pretty big to stand over it. But it was just weird.
Well, did anybody decide to go chase it, or what did you guys do?
From experience, I mean, we didn't know what it. We've been in bear country, and we had bear, pigs, everything come up to us, and we didn't feel scared. But this was different. I mean, no one wanted to leave the area because we were kind of scared. None of us wanted to chase it, and we actually wanted to all leave. But the way we came in through a car, that's the way they entered, I guess you would say.
What time of night was this?
We started hearing noises about 8, but when they started coming closer to the tent, it was about 2 to 7 in the morning. And every time our fire would die out, they would try to get closer.
Wow. So when you went back in the town or back to your homes, what was the first thing you did?
Took a nap.
Took a nap, huh?
Yeah.
Woke up. Did you tell your story to anybody?
Our parents. And they were kind of, okay. But that morning, actually, we went out and explored, and we found some interesting things by the tent. Like, we found bones and there's a bunch of tree breaks. But while we were exploring, I know two of them took a nap by the tent since it was daylight. But on the ridge, I saw this figure. Me and my friend saw this figure, and I saw the arm. It was like a human arm. It went behind a tree, and it noticed we were looking at it, so it took off running down the ATV trail.
Wow. So I know where you're at now, Jason. But you're on the reservation.
Yes, I'm right by Pushmataha Lake.
I know where you're at. That area is very, very active right now. Very active. And we're supposedly coming back out there. I guess I'll be meeting you soon then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You got a lot of people out there ready to hook up with us and take us out to the areas that you guys have been researching?
Yes, sir.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, listen, thank you so much. And we got a lot more show ahead of us, but just mute yourself out, and I'll be seeing you real soon.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Thank you, Jason, and do well in school.
Thank you.
A lot of luck. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stay out there in Mississippi. We're going to talk to our good old buddy, Theron. Theron, you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Well, I still got my cold. I've had my cold for about 3 weeks now.
Well, don't you think it's about time
to see a doctor? Pardon?
Don't you think it's about time you see a doctor?
It's going away slowly, but, you know.
You know, out there on the res, don't you guys have free medical facilities?
Oh, yeah. The hospital is only about a quarter of a mile from where I live, and quarter of a mile where the Bigfoot activity is.
Okay, so my whole point in case is, how come you haven't seen a doctor or a nurse or gone to the hospital and get some looking after?
I don't know. I never really go to a doctor. I just go and get some NyQuil at the store, you know.
But don't you think after 3 weeks you've got more than a regular problem?
Well, I feel like it's going away now.
All right. Well, you know best, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
The first week was bad.
What's the weather like over there?
It's stormy here. You know, it's raining and lightning, tornado watches and tornado warnings.
Got a little crazy, huh?
Yeah, the weather is.
Well, everything around this country is going a little nuts right now. All right, tell me what's going on over there.
I was talking to my mother, who had a sighting here recently, and she says she's been hearing these low guttural growls, you know, that very unnatural, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she hears that every now and then, you know. There's been some activities around that vicinity, and I believe I talked to a woman that seen her and her son seen the Bigfoot in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Where Jason Murray and those guys were at some years back. In that area, and she told me the other day that her daughter was out by the lake, Pushmataha, and she took pictures of these huge footprints, and she had a camera, and she took the pictures, and she hasn't developed the pictures yet, but I did encourage her to get those pictures developed so that we can have access to it, you know. But there's undoubtedly Bigfoot activities in that one spot. And the thing about these activities is there's homes around it. There's the Geyser Falls Water Park. There's the casinos that's about a mile down the road. And here it's walking through the neighborhood. Here, I just heard another story just this last week where this creature was peering into the window in the neighborhood. I mean, there's no woods or anywhere around, nothing but homes all around. And it came through somebody's yard and looked in the window. And that house is adjacent to the Choctaw Recycling Center, which is you know, that house is about a quarter of a mile away from the Choctaw Tribal Administration building where the chief's office is, you know. And it's, I can't believe it, you know, this this creature is just walking through the yards, you know, and it's incredible, you know, that this thing could be walking around through the neighborhood. And old Jason, I guess, he went and camped out behind my mother's house, and that's where he had his experiences. And you've been to my mother's house when you were here last December.
Yeah.
And we had all that, several sightings there. Mm-hmm. Here recently, I think maybe a month or month and a half ago, after you came and left, my sister sighted a creature walking into the woods with a deer slung on its shoulder. So that was the last sighting, and that was back in January. So there's still something going on, Tom.
I hear you. You know, how's things going with the notices out, knowing that we're coming to town?
Well, there's some lady named Wilma Simpson, the lady you were talking to,
mm-hmm.
has been trying to. She told me that she is trying to call you or call Marco or something, but you guys didn't answer the telephone. But
No. We've responded. As a matter of fact, in the last 3 days, Bill and I both have probably left 5 messages for her.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I. She didn't call me. She emailed me about it. So I emailed her earlier today. And
hi, Jim Dawson.
I'm gonna see if I can talk to her tomorrow. You know.
Well, that would be great. Just tell her to call me, would you?
Okay, I sure will. Yeah.
All right. Listen, Theron, I hope you get better.
Yeah.
And we'll be seeing you next week sometime.
Okay. Anyway, hopefully when you come over, you'll have an explicit experience with the creature, you know, behind my mother's house, okay?
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready, willing, and able, son, just like you are. You get yourself better, mute yourself out. We got still a whole lot more show coming on, okay?
Okie dokie.
Thanks, good buddy.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Yep.
Marco, Bill, let's go to commercial.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, convinced them, and I had to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Bigfoot Lives, a movie, at www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And Thomas, back to you.
Thanks, Marco. You know, every time I hear that trailer, I can never get enough of it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the thing that started it all with us, Bigfoot Lives, the movie. That thing's gone around the world and back. Let me tell you, and it's going strong. It outsells all of our other movies, and all the people keep saying now they're collecting. They're doing like a trilogy because we've got Bigfoot Lives, Bigfoot Lives 2, Bigfoot Lives 3, Anatomy of a Bigfoot Hoax, and The Shadow of Bigfoot. And who was it? Billy. Billy Green called me the other day. He said, "Hey, when's the new one coming out, Tom?" And kudos out to you, Billy. I thank you so much for helping support us throughout the years and saying those kind words. Billy from Connecticut. He collects it. He collects it. He says, "Your stuff is the best stuff that's out there," and it's kind of like a series. And I never thought of it that way, ladies and gentlemen. And then just yesterday or the day before, I forget who I was talking to, it was someone else in the industry, and they looked at me and they said, "You know what, Tom Biscardi?" I says, "What?" I said, "Do you know that you're an award-winning filmmaker, an award-winning producer of making films?" And I says, "You know, I never thought about it that way." He says, "Well, hell yeah. You've submitted 3 films, and all 3 won Best Documentary. You are an award-winning filmmaker." And you know what? He's right, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's my peers, it's people in the industry, and they don't give you an award for nothing, okay? No way. You got to go some. You got to earn it. And that's what we've done. And I'll tell you what, this new movie we got coming out, The Hoax of the Century, it's going to shock the world, the Bigfoot world. Trust me. And I feel it. I feel another award coming. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, we're going to go out there to Arkansas, talk to my good old brother, Jim Dawson. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good, buddy. Good, good, good. I'll tell you what, I'm chomping at the bits to go to that area that you told me about, and don't mention it on the air. I'm still waiting for that phone call, and I know that you're trying to put it together, but I'm really interested in to see what's going on. It hasn't stopped around your area, has it?
No, it hasn't. In fact, you know, Tom, I bought a bunch of property, 3 to 5 acre tracts of land up in Arkansas between the Spring River and the South Fork River, and they were repossessions. And so I'm selling them for balance due and financing them. And it's right in the middle. I don't know if you remember the big tree arch that I sent you. It's up on your site. And it ends up, I own the property right across the road from that. And I own a 5-acre tract there. I bought 10 5-acre tracts, and they come with hunting rights on 2,000 acres. And I run ads in the paper, and people call me all the time, so I'm always up on the mountain. And every day I see something new, tree breaks or arches or different tree anomalies. And, you know, of course, I found footprints and vocalizations, tree knocking. In fact, I was out with a couple the other day, and I showed them that arch. We were just talking about Bigfoot stuff, and I was showing a property, and it was interesting. I said, "Let me show you this arch, and you tell me, this guy's a logger. I said, you tell me how this could be natural fall." And he looked at it and he said, "There's just no way." And then we started knocking on a tree, and as we're walking out of the woods, he stopped me and he goes, "Listen." And he could hear knocks coming from across the road with the property that I own right across the street. And he said, "There's knocks coming down there." So we knocked again and knocked back, and it happened 3 or 4 times. He goes, "I was never a believer in any of this until I saw this today." So I see something new every day. Every day, because I'm out in the woods all day long showing property.
Wow. Wow.
It's incredible.
Well,
you know, I found a 17-inch footprint. It was 17 inches in length. It was 7.5 inches across the toes, 5.5 across the heel, and about an inch and a half in depth on the impression, right in my front yard.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, what's been happening elsewhere?
Well, the other gentleman was out in a spot, a new spot that he was just in, the first time he'd been out there, and he said, I looked up and I was surrounded by eyes. I was surrounded. He said I could, there was a juvenile, a small one, within 10 or 12 feet of me. He said I could have literally took one or two steps and reached out and touched his hand, but I was scared because, you know, I don't know what's going to happen if I touch it. And he's begging us to come down there. I mean, I've been trying to put together a call, you know, with you and I, and he's had some family problems. He sent me an email saying, I'll get right back with you. I've got some family problems, and that was 2 days ago, and I haven't heard from him. So I'm not sure what's going on. I've sent him three texts, two emails, and I've called him four times. I haven't heard back from him. So I'm sure whatever the situation is, will resolve itself with his family, but I can't wait to get down there and see what he's got.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I really am. It's just it's a crazy situation right now, Jim. You know, what's the weather like there in Arkansas?
Well, I actually drove to Chicago today, and I just pulled into Chicago, and it is 75 degrees right now in Chicago.
This is just baffling my mind.
And when I left Arkansas, it was 56 degrees. So it's raining in 56, and it's 75, and I can't tell if it's clear skies or not, but, you know, there's so many lights around me, but it looks like it's, maybe, you know, that's clear skies. I see stars. So it's 75 degrees and clear skies in Chicago. And who would ever expect that in March in Chicago, 75 degrees and clear skies?
Jim, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen, and I've been talking about it now since last October. Everybody knows it, okay? I have not seen these drops the way they've been hitting. It's crazy as hell. Something's coming down. What, I don't know. But you know what? Only the big guy in the sky knows what's going on, and that's the only thing I can tell you right now. But you know what?
Well, I think all of the creatures, all of the deer, every creature is out of sorts. I mean, we started getting daffodils and tulips coming up in January in Arkansas. We have the forsythia bloomed on March the 9th. The redbuds bloomed on March the 7th. I mean, that's way early. That's almost a month early.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's certainly beautiful right now in Arkansas. The redbuds, the dogwoods, and the forsythia are all in just prime color. It's just absolutely beautiful. And the grass is just starting to turn green. It's just beautiful. I can't wait for you to get down here and see this. It's just beautiful.
Well, you know, we've been there a couple of times now, and I really like it down there. I got to be honest with you. And old Chico, he just can't wait to get back. He's just dying to go fishing again. You know, he never caught so many damn fish in his life. And I'll never forget, I said, don't come back until you have at least eight for breakfast. And boy, 30 minutes later, he came back, had eight fish for us on the string for us to all eat. Remember that?
Oh, I know. What worried me is we were sending him to the fishing hall when he started walking up the hill instead of down the hill. And I just kept thinking, you know, this guy's got to know the water is down, not up.
Oh, I'm sure you made his day. Well, look, Jim, please call me ASAP as soon as you get a hold of our friend, okay?
I certainly will. I'm picking up JD, and she's going to spend the next 9 days with Daddy for spring break, and she's so excited she gets Daddy all to herself for the next 9 days.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell her to enjoy, and tell her can't wait to see her again, or at least hear her sing to me.
Well, she said that she wanted me to tell you hello for her.
Oh, that's great. Well, Jimmy, thanks so much, and have a safe drive back, okay?
Thanks so much, Tom. Good evening.
Bye-bye, bud.
Bye-bye.
That's Jimmy, ladies and gentlemen, out there in Arkansas. You know, I'll tell you what, Bill. It's crazy as hell right now with this weather situation. You know, you and I talk about it now and then, and we've been talking about it, hell, for 6 months, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And something's got to give, Bill. I don't know what, but something's got to give because it's just not right.
Hey, you know, we got a few minutes. You want to talk to Bruce?
Yeah,
find out
he
what's
there?
Going on there? Yeah, he's on.
Yeah, good, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, I want to catch you at, I'm going to surprise you, Bruce, you're on. How you doing, buddy?
I'm terrific. Terrific, Mark.
Can you hear me, Bruce?
Yeah, I can hear you, Tom. How are you?
Okay, buddy, I was just telling everybody at the top of the hour that I had talked to you and that you had some snow just yesterday.
Yeah, we did. It was about 6-8 inches of it, and it's pretty well melted. Well, about halfway is about 4 inches.
How cold is it there, Bruce?
What's that?
How cold is it?
Well, it was 28 above. Well, still freezing a little bit.
Okay. Did you put the word out about the movies?
Oh, yeah. We got the kids been getting prospects. There's, I don't know, about maybe 6 or 8 people that are going to buy movies from them.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
I got another guy at work that's going to buy some.
That's
soon
wonderful.
As he gets a little
that's
money
wonderful.
And...
That's great. It's a great opportunity for the kids to make some money, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Any new stories, Bill? Bruce?
Not lately, Tom. Haven't heard any new ones.
But, you know, as the snow starts to melt and the weather starts to get a little bit warmer, we're going to be hearing a ton of stories up in that area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you will.
You know?
I'm sure you will.
Yeah. By the way, Bruce, you might want to go to that video store guy that owns that place.
Yeah, I am. I plan on combing the town. So.
Yeah. How's Puggy?
He's doing okay. He sold that store, you know. And another guy's got it, but I'm going to go there. He's related to me, so.
Oh, okay, cool. But, well, you know what to do.
Yeah.
All right, good buddy. Well, listen, good talking to you, and we'll be in touch real soon, okay?
Okay, Tom.
You take care of yourself, Bruce. Kiss the kids and say hello to Donna for me, all right?
I will, Tom. You have a good night.
Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it brings us to a close of another wonderful Bigfoot evening. I'm glad to share our stories from around the globe through this media. And we're going to be hitting the road here real soon. Good night, Miss Calabash, wherever you are. Hope you sleep well, darling. Kudos and salutation. Till next time, America.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster, mystery.